AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Public viewing is about to start at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California of the casket of former First Lady Nancy Reagan. And the AP's John Rogers reports there was a police escort as the casket traveled from a funeral home in Santa Monica to the Reagan Library.
We pulled away from the funeral home. There were a lot of folks there pulling up cell phones to get photos. Some had bowed their heads, just watched the procession go by.
A private funeral for Nancy Reagan will be held Friday. Former Republican presidential candidate Carly Fiorina is endorsing Ted Cruz.
It is time now to unite behind the one man who can beat Donald Trump, who can beat Hillary Clinton, who can beat the D.C. cartel.
Meantime, Republicans want more information about Hillary Clinton's emails. The AP's Jerry Bodlander has the story.
The Republican National Committee's filed a pair of lawsuits seeking emails and other information from Hillary Clinton and top aides while she was Secretary of State. They were filed as Attorney General Loretta Lynch went before the Senate Judiciary Committee and was asked if she has ever discussed the ongoing email investigation with the president or anyone else at the White House.
I have not.
Okay. Do you anticipate that happening?
No, sir, I do not.
Lynch wouldn't comment on reports that immunity has been offered to the former department staffer who is believed to have set up the private email server for Clinton. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The Cleveland Clinic says the nation's first uterus transplant was a failure. The patient had a sudden complication and the organ had to be removed. In New York, a man who identifies as bisexual was found guilty of murder as a hate crime for shooting a gay man after taunting him on the street. The free agent season has started in the NFL. The Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos are looking for a quarterback. Days after Peyton Manning retired, a source says Brock Osweiler has signed with the Houston Texans. Closing bell is sounded. The Dow finished up 35 points. This is AP Radio News. A Florida appeals court judge is taking his name out of consideration for a seat on the Supreme Court. The AP's Mark Smith is at the White House.
Judge Adalberto Jordan, who would have been the first Cuban-American on the high court, has told Florida Senator Bill Nelson he's not interested. Jordan follows Attorney General Loretta Lynch and New Mexico Governor Brian Sandoval in saying no. Are they being scared off by GOP senators vowing to block any nominee the president chooses? Obama spokesman Josh Earnest thinks not.
None of them have indicated they were concerned about the contentious nature of a potential hearing. They had their own individual reasons for choosing not to be a part of the process.
After all, who wouldn't volunteer to become what one Republican senator promised would be a piñata? Mark Smith at the White House.
Vernon Luke, a sailor killed in the attack on Pearl Harbor, is being buried with full military honors nearly 75 years after the bombing. His remains were recently identified. The 43-year-old died when Japanese planes bombed his battleship, the USS Oklahoma. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.